Good evening, you're listening to Skip Intro with me, Kelvin Yee. In the studios is Ian McNally, Bahir Yusuf and Julian Yap, and this is what we're discussing today.
So you're a talking Pikachu with no memories who's addicted to caffeine.
I could stop whenever I want. These are just choices. Another round, extra shot, black as night. Thank you, sweetie. Now, obviously, I've dealt with this putz before, so I'll just do it again.
Hey, bud, what are you doing?
I can't do it when people are watching. Get me the hell out of here!
It's Pokemon Detective Pikachu, the Pokemon franchise's first live-action animated film. So, what are all of your thoughts?
Well, it's quite weird because this is like, it doesn't feel like a Pokemon movie as opposed to a detective movie that just happens to be set in a Pokemon universe. I don't know. The trailers for this made it look quite fun. We have Ryan Reynolds voicing Detective Pikachu, of course. Justice Smith is Tim Goodman, who's looking for his father, and the two pair up. And I was kind of just bowled away by how much they committed to the bit. Like, this is a Pokemon world, and almost, I don't know how much money this movie cost, but I don't know if there's a frame of this picture that doesn't have a Pokemon somewhere in it.
Yeah.
And it's not like, hey, look at the special effect. Hey, look at your childhood thing come to life. It's like, it's just walking, which I kind of found endearing and like really interesting.
I like that they just committed to that fact that this is a world with Pokemons and so be it from the very beginning, the first scenes of the movie. And I think, I like that. I like that it was the case. Then you get to see these guys just walking around and they're not stuck in a Pokeball, which only made one appearance, I think, throughout the movie.
Yeah, they set this in a place where Pokemon and humans live together and there's no Pokeballs, no battles and no trailers.
Trainers.
But they do show like one scene of a battle. So you do get that element of it. But this is a separate place. So I think they might have had to do that to get away from the kind of animal pit fights that Pokemon kind of is that. You're kind of getting these cute little animals to tear each other apart. And yes, they go to sleep when they're hurt. But you can't really sell that in a live action movie.
I haven't played a lot of Pokemon, but I do know just from cultural assimilation that, you know, you want to walk around with your Pokemon pal. Mm. And, you know, this film just does that. It gives you the chance to see just Pokemon in your everyday life. How they integrate the Pokemon into just regular city life was really cool. In ways that I didn't think, oh, okay, cool. You can see a Charizard in this setting.
Yeah, you can see Squirtles putting out fire for the fire brigade.
Yeah, and Charmander's in the markets. It's adorable and it works really well. I thought it was really funny.
How strong was the plot? Did it have a good narrative?
I thought so. I mean, it's a detective story. Justice Smith wants to find his dad. He can hear this Pokemon for some reason. There's this gas thing going on. There's a whole plot that's not hinted at in the trailers at all. And I just, looking at my notes, I just wrote down as I got to the third act, this is wild. Where it actually goes, you're not guessing where it's going to go. There is a massive info dump at one point, which I think is two massive info dumps.
Yeah, I mean, considering if you were a kid watching this, I don't know how you'd follow along. I mean, they explain it slowly at some point. You know, you get the whole exposition bit, which is all right. I mean, you know, we want your audiences to catch up. But at some point, there is a bit of a, what's happening right now?
Yeah,
it gets a bit wild.
You jump from like following clues to someone's telling us a load of stuff all of a sudden and then we're going to something else. And it doesn't hurt the film that much, but I do think kids might have a bit of problem keeping up with it. I mean, I was happy along because where it was going was so weird that it was okay. But having been so kind of strong following clues and the whole Detective Pikachu concept is like, you know, he turns the apartment into, little Pikachu turns it into a kind of, you know, crazy person's lair with all these strings connecting papers, his clues and all this kind of stuff. So to go from that to just, here's where we tell you what's going on and here's what you're going to do after that, it felt a little like maybe there's another act they just cut out.
Yeah, it does feel like there's a missing act right there. I'm coming into this film purely on just the idea that Ryan Reynolds is playing Detective Pikachu.
So you've no history of Pokemon.
I've got no history with Pokemon other than Pokemon Go. Even then, I've got a very minimal relationship with the game. I don't know these characters. I don't know what makes them special, cute, ability. I don't know anything about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm only watching this because Ryan Reynolds is voicing one of the characters I happen to know.
Was it a family-friendly Deadpool?
That's definitely
what this was.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah, actually. Because there are sequences where there's there's not a massive amount of danger, but there are some seriously serious moments in this where there is, you know, impending doom and actual...
That sequence with the tortillas, I don't know, tortillas? I don't know what those things are. They're from a Pokemon. I know the 1999 Pokemon Red. There's a whole sequence with them, which is just like, seems like it's from another movie. Like, it doesn't seem to fit with what's been going on so far because it's mostly relatively small scale stuff. So... That felt a little bit
off. That was a little weird. Yeah. It just felt like a...
This is too big for what this movie is.
The wildest thing about this, the plot about this, is it's an anime plot. Yeah. Like, if this was just any sort of anime, as wild as it gets, this is, it's just anime.
But
like,
you never go full anime.
They never go full anime,
but...
you
should never
like,
go full anime.
No. Go full anime. This one, I think it tries to go full anime.
And then stops. And then holds itself back.
Yeah. Like, if this was just an animated Pokemon movie, I think you'd just love it. Mm. It might not feel so wild.
And speaking of animated Pokemon movie, I just from something that's so big, you feel like you're left out. But this actually seems to be set in the same universe as all the animated Pokemon series and movies. Because there's a character who turns up and they mention they're from the Kanto region, which I think is where the original comes from. And they tie into events of the first animated movie. So that kind of blew my mind. This is like Pokemon's Avengers Endgame in a way. Because like it doesn't tie into all these things, but it seems to be set in that world.
The same universe
kind of
thing.
Which is... completely wild for them to try and, you know, it was weird they were going to try and do live action Pokemon with Detective Pikachu as it is, and then for it not to be, you know, some offshoot or some weird thing, some weird experiment that if it doesn't work they can go back and do a proper Pokemon movie later. It turns out this actually is a proper Pokemon movie.
I don't know what a proper Pokemon movie is.
It's wild and it's fun and there's just Pokemon everywhere and Pikachu follows you around. It's great. It's fun.
And there's a Psyduck. I mean, I don't know. You know, like, there's some...
They're all cute and adorable.
Yeah, Pikachu's
and they're
cute.
Wild. They're
that thing
weird.
Behind the counter in the coffee shop, is it a Ludicolo? It's like this weird... It's like Psyduck wearing a hat but also algae. I don't know what the hell that thing is.
And he makes coffee for you.
Yeah,
it's great.
Some of them are horrifyingly disturbing. The sequences with them, I think they're rightly horrified by Mr. Mime in this movie, or the Greninjas, that like it's not a scarf, it's a tongue. Things like I'm just talking gibberish now. These are just made up words, but like they kind of play into like, yes, some of these Pokemon are horrible, and Justice Smith, I think, performance really anchors everything that goes on. I'm with him the whole way through the movie. I'm with his emotional journey. His partner in crime / love interest is Lucy Stevens, played by Catherine Newton, who's from Big Little Lies and Blockers.
She's incredible. I love everything she's in. She is perfect in this as just like
really
the gumshoe sort of character. I love her.
Because I thought she went full anime.
Yeah,
I thought
exactly.
She went like...
I think every performance that she does, she completely delivers and she convinces you exactly what she's going to do. And I'm glad that she was in this.
No. For me, it felt weird. Like, I agree with Ian. She went full anime.
From the moment she appears.
Yes,
it's like she turns up and it's like 1920s gumshoe. And you're like, what is this?
Thing.
And
but
doesn't fit with anything else that's happened in the
movie
so far.
It doesn't fit with Justice Smith or anybody else. It doesn't even fit with Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
She's anime. Detective Pikachu is fine.
This entire film, just go in with no expectations. Because nothing fits anything that you ever expected of this film. It doesn't even fit the trailer. So just go in and just go have fun.
Yeah, that goes... We remarked earlier about it being shot on film.
Wow.
That's a weird choice to make. Like, it has this film grain to it, which makes me start about thinking about like 80s toy tie-in movies.
So kind of noir-ish?
Not that it's noir. It's just there's a film grain that makes it feel like you're watching an undiscovered gem from the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, it feels very much in the vein of, say, something like, not necessarily The Goonies, but just that 80s Steven Spielberg movie for the kids to watch.
If you have any thoughts, you can send it to us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and on social media, we're at SkipIntroMY. More after this, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, it's Skip Intro with me, Kelvin Yee, Ian McNally, Bahi Yusuf, and Julian Yap. We're talking about Pokemon Detective Pikachu. So this is essentially a video game movie, and it's been doing very well. It's considered to be one of the best video game movies in, well, several decades. Where do you think they've gotten it right?
I think it's very easily the best video game movie. I mean, what it does is it takes that world and sets a story in it instead of trying to adapt anything from it. Whereas I was looking before the show, I was looking up like top 10 video game movies lists, and like they're all like starting at a very, very low point. It's like counting up from the bottom of the barrel. You know, there's even if you go back to the 1993 Super Mario Bros. Movie, like they took what little plot there is in Super Mario and kind of put it through a blender and came up with something bizarre and then cast Dennis Hopper in it. And it makes pretty much zero sense. Like they try to explain how Mario jumps so high. They try to explain why there are ba-bombs. They try to why mushrooms give you strength. All this kind of stuff. They came up with like weird scientific. They just did it. Like every decision they could have made, they took the wrong choice. This seems to be like, we don't need to explain any of this. There are just Pokemon. There are people, and they can just live together. Let's just set a crime story there.
So one thing you guys said earlier is that they seem quite committed to the world of Pokemon. So in that sense, they are doing it quite respectfully. They are not just, well, we just have to do this because we just have to do this. It's not that. It's more like they do actually care about this film.
I think you can kind of tell this just in the production design even of the film. Like you can tell that people who've worked on this film really love it. Maybe there are little things that you will notice if you love Pokemon. But I think it just made it kind of richer just to watch, just little design elements.
Yeah, I think it really feels like Ryan Reynolds is leaning into this. This isn't just a paycheck kind of gig, right? He's really leaning into the fact that he's Detective Pikachu. It's a lot of the a lot of the movie, I think, feels that way. I think very much like what Julian is saying. They don't just feel like, oh, let's make a movie for people who really love Pokemon. No, this, even if you're not, it feels like these guys are really into it. Bill Nighy's in it, and he commits, man. And this isn't just a silly movie for the kids. This is a pretty serious Pokemon movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the top of the production line and stuff like that, I mean, if you look back at the, what was the recent Tomb Raider movie, 2016, right?
Yeah, with...
People tend to forget the Angelina Jolie ones were actually quite popular at the time.
Yeah.
Like, it was popular enough that it made enough money to get a sequel.
Yes.
And also, what's his name?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig is in the first one.
The latest one was 2018.
2018, right. But in that one, they did the thing, and I think Doom did this as well, and Assassin's Creed tried to do a little bit as well, where they're taking elements from the game to do things. Like, there's a shot from the Tomb Raider movie where I think she's on a plane and she falls slightly. And a big part of the rebooted Tomb Raider franchise was, like, Lara Croft getting horrifyingly hurt over and over again.
Mm.
Like, there's an awful lot of her getting shot by arrows or falling on rebar or yep. plane junk yep. and all this kind of stuff. And the movie seemed to try and do that. Whereas it's the same with Assassin's Creed had the, you know, in Assassin's Creed, you're basically traveling through time in your memories. So like in the games, you're safely sitting in a chair because you might fall and hurt yourself while you're traveling in your memories. In this, they had like a VR parkour machine just because it looked good from a production design standpoint, but it made no sense. And then seemingly after they came up with that idea, they ran out of an idea. I can't even remember how that movie ended because it ended so badly.
But. In the reverse of that for this one, they never explained why you threw this ball at this thing then that will then go inside it. And then you train. They never went there. They just said, Pokeball, throw the Pokeball, go inside. They're happy, they're not.
And it's kind of nuts. The first Pokemon you see isn't like Pikachu or like, you know, I don't think Cubone is the most recognized Pokemon. It's basically a little lizard with a skull of its relatives on its head. And it's a very angry one of those.
Yes.
And... that's a choice.
That's a choice. And I think that's an important choice because you look at it and you go, that thing is so silly looking.
Yeah.
So it's not...
But it's also incredibly threatening.
Yeah, but I also think that it was probably one of the Pokemon that looked as close as its original. Like if you think of like Jigglypuff did not look like the Jigglypuff I actually know.
Really? Well, we only saw that once, but they also got the real Jigglypuff in there in the form of balloons.
Yeah, true.
Although I don't know, I like the Eevee, I like the Magikarp, it's pretty cool. Yeah, and look, again, like I said, I only play it from the game, so I only know them from that. But you go like, yeah, that looks like what I used to be catching on my phone.
I mean, it's basically building something from a franchise, from an existing franchise, all that nostalgia. But I think they've also put in something that if you have no connection to Pokemon or whatever, you can just go in and enjoy. You just have to accept that in this world, there are no animals. The animals in this world is Pokemon. They're just Pokemon. They're just in the world.
It's like Zootopia, right?
Yeah.
These are just animals who stand up and talk and don't eat each other.
Yeah.
This is just it.
Was this movie a creative risk? Because the games generally don't take large risks with them. They tend to follow the same format. You catch Pokemon, you train them up, and then you try to be a Pokemon Master. That's essentially the goal of each game, or most of the games that come out.
I think even the most recent one, is it Sun Moon or XY or one of those, is basically just the first game with like better graphics.
Yes.
They did a recent one like that.
So for this movie, did it feel like a sort of drift away from its original game adaptation of it?
Yeah, this doesn't feel like the game. Again, I never played it, but I know what it was about. I know what the game is about, right? There's a battle thing and all that stuff. This has got nothing. This is a very linear story. It's this kid who happens upon his father's detective partner. They go and try and figure out what happened to his father. A big bat shows up. Another big bat shows up.
Which actually they foregrounded. They foreshadow as well. Like,
they foreshadow a couple of times.
Like Pikachu says either we find clues that lead us to the end or we make enough noise, the villain turns up and tells us what their plan is.
Yes.
Essentially.
Which is essentially what happened. So there's a very linear, straightforward line. And I think that was clever. They didn't lean on the original stories in the sense that for people like me who don't know anything about it, I can get invested in this one because it's a linear story.
Hmm. In a way, just to think of other video game adaptations as well, you can kind of compare it a little bit to the Resident Evil games in that there were so many of those movies. And like they were just, here's zombies and Mila Jovovich doing something cool in the air in slow-mo. Like they didn't, and also they went wildly off track with anything to do with the games completely like by the end. They don't feel that need to be slavish. They don't need that they have to just fill in the numbers.
Mm.
Julian, for you, you've seen Warcraft, the movie, and you looking also at this movie, if you were to compare both, would you want to see more of the world and more of the lore from both of these films?
I'm going to answer your question in just a second, but I have to preface that I don't remember Warcraft. That's a forgettable film.
There you go.
It was okay. But for this one, I kind of do wish that I got to see more. You know, like I wanna understand more about. For me, the best part of this film was seeing these characters walk around. I wanted to see what the world was like. When we started to get into the plot, I was following it along. It was all right, but I did want to just find out more. Like, how do these Pokemon just live in this world? I wanted to know more about the history of it. Like, so it's just like this? Y'all just live with the Pokemon? I wanted to know. I mean, all films work better it's richer if you tell more about, you know, the lore, the history of the background and all of that. But like, I think this one, it doesn't need it, but I did want it. If they were going to put something out that did do that, I wouldn't mind it.
You want Pokemon the sitcom?
Oh my God, yeah. I want Detective Pikachu. I want Ryan Reynolds to do that. And I want them to solve crimes. And it's weekly and I would love it.
So we've been talking about Pokemon Detective Pikachu today. You can let us know what you think. You can find us on social media. We're at SkipIntroMY. You can also drop us a note at movies@bfm.my. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.